Dalad of August 5th, and it's just review that Ruach HaKodesh comes not from focusing on thought and insight, but Maisa. The whole central motif of what he's been developing is that there can't be any disconnect. Das is connection between thought and action, feeling and action. People think that perfection comes from just dry intellectual understanding of things. That's not the Torah's way. He points out in the conclusion here that what you get from this is that to have a proper and full action is very, very difficult. It's almost Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu had the vision at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, but then he acted upon it. One could dare say that acting upon it was greater even than having the vision. And Beis, at the bottom of the page here, Hakivin al Hamaisu Gamkin Aderech Lagil Madrigas Ruach HaKodesh Atzma. And secondly, focus on action is also the way to reach Ruach HaKodesh itself. And specifically not thought about lofty things that are removed from the world of action, but actually the point of action. This is counterintuitive for people. They think that the way to reach Ruach HaKodesh is to be totally divorced from this world and be thinking about lofty things that don't have to do with anything in the active world. He's saying it's not that way. Ruach HaKodesh comes, Torah, this is probably an oversimplification of what he's saying, but to succeed in Torah, it's Torah al manas lasos. It's Rei Chazal say, Yofet Talmud shemagil lidei maisa. Talmud is great because it brings you to action. A Torah study that leads to action. By the way, it doesn't mean I'm learning something necessarily has a practical, active component. If I'm learning Hilchos Tzitzis and I put on Tzitzis, that's direct action. But you can be learning something that itself is lofty, but if it changes me, if it affects me, that's what we're talking about. Hakolafi Maisav shall Adam Ruach HaKodesh Shara Olav. Forget that it's not a particular incident. But anyway, there's a ton of Devel Yo that says, I testify with man or woman, Yid or non-Jew, whoever, Shivcha, everything is per the action of a person, that's what we'll get Ruach HaKodesh. That's the language of the ton of Devel Yo. But Lufi Hanal Advarim Irim, based on everything we've said, these words are very illuminating. We understand them. Ki Ruach HaKodesh Nimtza Dafka B'Tchum HaMaisim. Ruach HaKodesh is found specifically in the realm of action. Kamuvan Eina Meduber B'Ulasonus Nevuva El B'Maisim HaBenuyim Aldei Machshava V'Leiv. We're not talking about hollow action, but actions that are built on understanding of the heart, contemplation that are appropriate for a true Talmud Chacham. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mikidush Maisim Tovim Shevachem. Mikodesh Maisim Tovim Shevachem is apparently a medrash on the pasuk that we say in Tehillim toward the end of Davening. Send your help from Kodesh, from the sanctification of your Maisim Tovim. The help of Hashem comes from the holiness of the actions that we do. And all of that highlights a basic hashkafa of the Torah, that we don't believe in intellectual pursuit for its own sake, and the greatest success in Torah comes from the commitment to it. Once mentioned in a drush that had a recording of Rav Shach speaking about the most basic things, just basic emunah. And I said that it's harder to have that than to have the Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri is the Sefer and Rambam. The reason why he has the Avi Ezri is because the basics are so well understood and so real to him. So the more abstract things, it's all based on what's real. It's relevant to a person. So now we actually begin. That was sort of all really introduction. Psycho. Now, Ma'arocha Rishona. The first piece, Das Atzmein, knowing ourselves. I'm sorry, actually, it's also a Mavu. Still, yeah, then Perakish is the next one. So, still an introduction. Yedias Atzmo EF Shalilmod. Knowing oneself is impossible to learn. Zoe Chavoya Hapokedas is called Bar Das. But Umdo Aldaita. It's an experience that like visits every Bar Das when he. Umdo Aldaita is when he comes to a state of proper analysis of knowing himself. Ein Hadrocha Lahasogos Chavoya Zu. There's no training to achieving this experience. Yomed is Bein Hashar Kodim Vashar Hazeh. It stands between the previous section and this section. I think it, like this section is already once you're doing it. The last section was why you should do it. Hayodeya Ktsas Midas Tovus Ktsas Midas Ros Hapo'olos Bekirbo. A person who knows some of the good midos and some of the bad midos that operate within himself, Eina Yodeya Atzmo Klal. He doesn't know himself at all. I know I have these strengths, I have these weaknesses. That doesn't make me successful in this endeavor. That's not called knowing yourself at all. Kasher Nishkuchu Einenu Lamor Al Efsharuyos Ha'aliyah Temunos Banu. When our eyes are open to analyze and to really grasp the possibility of elevation that's hidden within us, V'yacharim Ze'an Uroam Eskol HaNatiyos V'anigiyos. With that great potential, we also see all of the tendencies and the ulterior motives. Kol ha-mirma v'ha-hashchosa m'kanenas b'kebo, all the trickery and the corruption that nests itself within us. L'bli mitzola atzmenu malko miklat p'nimi ha-batuach mikol shlila. But to the extent that we're unable to find within ourselves a place of refuge, an inner place of refuge that's secure from any negative, I wouldn't say negativity, but it's the wrong connotation, any like negative prospect. Zohi akaras atzmei. That's true recognition of ourselves. We're recognizing the full possibility of Aliyah and recognizing all of the dangers that there's not even a safe place that doesn't have Yitzhahara. Philosoph Echa Korelaze, Yiridas HaGehenom Ba'odena B'chayim. One philosopher called it going down to Gehenna while one is still alive. It's a miserable, honest introspection.
So not finding any blemishes or whatever.
I mean, he's focusing on just how bad a person's Yitzhahara is. Describe something as literally going down to Gehenna while he's still alive. That's quite a way to describe something. Rav Cook in his Eretz HaTshuva warns that when a person first starts to do tshuva, he can become very, very down and despondent because it's like when you first turn on the light in a dirty room, it's really bad. He says, but don't let that overwhelm you. So in other words, I'm going through my day, I think, yeah, I've got some strengths and weaknesses, la-di-da. So that's not hakaras, that's mainly, that's like a superficial, distant, not a real analysis. Shivtecha besoch mirma. Amra Yirmiya. I think that's from the Haftarah we read on Tisha B'Av, I think. You're dwelling within trickery, Yirmiya says. It's your whole existence is within like not being honest with yourself. There isn't even one point, one dot that doesn't have within it the yearning for kolanochias, selfishness or self-centeredness. Adam hichzik atzmo, person assumed himself At least as an average person, middle level, he's yosher, he's straight, he's proper. Suddenly his eyes are open and he recognizes. Now, for all of his actions, there's a root that's really selfish. And all of his milos are really come from corrupted midas. Mamish kolha adam kozev. Words of David HaMelech from Tehillim, from Hallel. All of man is deceitful. Kulo kozev. He's all deceit. And this is what Musar is about. The reason why people were nervous about Musar is because it takes a very honest look, and the person doesn't have a proper guide to get him from there to the islands. He can drown in the honesty of the initial analysis. Oz nishmata karkamitachas raglav. Then the earth has slipped from under his feet. Like a moment, you suddenly feel like everything you're standing on is not there. And he sees Gehenim open under him while he's still alive. But from this trembling, this quaking, he seeks to develop for himself and to seek out a way of life that is more true. Basically out of time, but he said it starts with a very honest, brutally honest analysis of man's true self. And from there, he's able to get to but he also means to recognize his potential. You see that as well. Okay.